From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. There's been another shakeup in the world of British tabloids. After months of controversy and investigations over a phone hacking scandal, media giant News Corp announced earlier today that James Murdoch, son of Rupert Murdoch, will step down as executive chairman of its British newspaper arm. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following the story, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Welcome, David.
Hey, Audie.
So tell us about this announcement. How did it come down? What are the details?
There was a pretty brief announcement earlier this morning from News Corp itself. It was issued with a statement under the name of Rupert Murdoch praising his son, James. James Murdoch being the third highest executive at News Corp, but interestingly for our listeners, also the head of the British newspaper arm, News International. It announced that he would be returning to oversee the outreach in global television for News Corp and relinquishing his duties in the UK as far as the newspaper wing was concerned.
Now, this is such a huge company, and James Murdoch, as you said, was already planning to come to New York. He even bought an apartment. So
that's right.
Why is this noteworthy, him walking away from the paper specifically?
Well, it's noteworthy both for in the last months of scandal, ever since last summer, enveloping first the News of the World, which James and Rupert Murdoch decided to close there because of the cell phone voicemail hacking scandal, and also more recently, the scandal that has enveloped the second exceptionally popular tabloid, The Sun. Rupert Murdoch, you may have heard in recent days, returned to the UK to announce the launch of The Sun on Sunday. But in fact, what's happened is that there have been 10 current and former Sun journalists arrested for suspicion of bribery, that is, illegal payments to public officials. And just in the last day or two, the top investigator for Scotland Yard has accused the Sun newsroom of having a culture of illegal payments and of creating a network of paid informants throughout British government agencies. Very strong statements from the person investing in illegality at one of their most treasured titles.
James Murdoch, of course, has been a lightning rod for a lot of these criticisms. So does this really help the Murdochs to have him walk away from the British tabs?
Well, let's put it this way. It was hurting him to be the public face of the British newspaper arm, not only because of what occurred under his tenure in terms of handling the early waves of this scandal, but also in terms of his own credibility in recent months, questions of his own veracity in front of a number of investigative bodies. So having him there has hurt both the face of News Corp in Britain and hurt the prospects of James Murdoch himself.
David, in the end, what does this announcement signal for the company and for Rupert Murdoch?
Well, there are several interpretations one can take, not all of them totally contradictory. This morning after the announcement, shares in News Corp traded at a higher level than they had been. They jumped up. Now, that was in the face of some good positive economic news for the markets generally. But, you know, investors have always been a little wary of Rupert Murdoch's romance with newspapers. The profits and the future of this company are with television and with entertainment, things James Murdoch likes very much. Investors have also sort of recognized that there's a discount attached to having the Murdoch family so completely control the destiny of what is, of course, a publicly traded company. There's some question about whether James Murdoch's prospects, in fact, there's a great sense that James Murdoch's prospects of succeeding ultimately his father as chairman one day have been badly damaged. At the minimum, it shows that the chief operating officer, Chase Carey, somebody viewed as a grown-up by Wall Street investors, is in charge of the company, as he now will be in charge of News International, that British newspaper wing of News Corp.
NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thanks so much for talking with us.
You bet.